All right, let's wrap it up. Here we go. Friday morning on the Daily Podcast, July 29th. A day today, we talked a Halloween shortage in terms of candy from right here in our own backyard. The Mega Millions jackpot goes off again tonight, which we fantasized about, seeing as the chances of winning it are about 1 in 300 million. But John's still convinced he's taking it. Scammers are going a rather classy route with a certain instrument lately. Song Stories featured Evil Woman, and Miss Bum Bum made her debut on the show today. We played Last Fan Standing with listeners and welcomed one of the bigger comics in the world these days. Bill Burr joined us. Here's what it all sounded like. Enjoy. It's the Daily Podcast.
The Hershey Company has announced that they will not be able to meet the demand for Halloween this year.
Yep,
and they're blaming it on the war in Ukraine.
Them too?
I don't know. I didn't know about the cocoa fields in the Ukraine.
What do they get from Ukraine?
Putin's candy hike.
I have no idea. They say it has to do with disruptions in supply chain, higher dairy prices, and scarce ingredients.
Right? Get a lot of cocoa from Moscow?
Yeah, I guess. Cocoa in Moscow. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Probably right? A song about that.
It seems there's no workaround because they already started Halloween production. Okay. So they're not going to be able to meet what the demand is. Here is where the danger is. You better prepare yourself for this. You know what Hershey's makes?
What's that?
Reese's.
I always forget that.
I have a feeling they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, right.
And then when they get all the candy out, everyone praise us. We are great. Right, we did it.
Well, is this like the Velveeta scare of 2016?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Remember that?
Oh, my God.
There's no Velveeta. There's no Velveeta everywhere you went. There's some Velveeta sitting right there.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So let me guess. Neither one of you bought a Mega Millions ticket?
Not yet.
Correct.
I will.
You will?
Yeah.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay.
When it gets to a certain number, I start to buy them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And will you buy one at all?
I never have. But I don't know. I got that email from Greg yesterday saying drop $2 off at my desk. I can do that.
Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Dave's going to buy a ticket for the first time ever. And this MF-er is going to win. And you're never going to see him again.
Listen,
never.
Steve, yesterday I couldn't hit a four-leg parlay in golf because I kept losing by one every time.
I'm just going on record. Now that you have claimed that if I win, $1 million is too little to give each of you.
Yeah.
And I increased you to two.
Yeah.
If you don't buy tickets on your own, I'm not giving you a spot.
If I win at five is what I mean.
Right.
Depending on where you're at in my level of relationship.
Right. There's a hierarchy. Yeah.
You're SOL.
Bottom shelf.
I almost said F. I almost said S there.
Right. Okay. So I'm SOL. All right. Tell you what, Dave.
Yeah.
You're now getting $4 million. You're getting nothing.
That's right. And happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
So, all right, $1.1 million for the Mega Millions jackpot.
Billion.
Right. Remember when $1.1 million would have been like a big deal?
Yeah, it still is.
Anyway, I was looking at some figures here. If you stacked that money as dollar bills,
all right,
and just kept stacking, the pile would be 67.9 miles high.
Wow.
All right. Or if you want to just lay them out flat with dollar bills,
okay,
it would be 4 square miles.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, 4 square miles. All right. End to end, 96,900 miles of dollar bills. All right. All over the place. All right. So you win the lottery. All right. And obviously, and they tell you, tell nobody, right? Immediately lock the ticket up, right? Make sure nobody can get to it.
Don't you sign the back of it or something like that?
Yeah. You also change your phone number and get a post office box because anybody who finds out who you are is going to, oh, my family needs this.
Yeah.
Right?
Going to witness protection.
Yeah, exactly.
Go all the way. Why not?
All right. But, all right. So you've gone through all the steps. All right. First thing you buy.
Golf course.
Okay, that didn't take him long.
All right. I said it before, a NetJets account.
and that checks the count.
Yeah, so I with can fly this, to Dave's
with, golf this, with this with this money, you just buy the whole damn jet.
Yeah, I guess.
Although you would say
I don't want that because I'm not going to do the upkeep and everything
right,
on it.
Okay,
no.
All right.
Let somebody else do it.
Okay, and what's the foolish thing? All right, what is
NetJets account.
what's the foolish thing you would buy?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't even know. Oh, man.
Foolish thing.
I'll give you an idea, all right? With that kind of money.
Yeah.
All right, you could buy a F-35 fighter jet. They're only $77 million apiece, right? If you were actually getting the entire 1.1, right, you could buy the Miami Marlins.
Wow.
Hard pass.
All right, okay.
I don't know what I would do foolishly. Like,
you got to do something stupid. You win that much money, you got to do at least one outrageous thing.
Like a 10-leg parlay.
Yeah.
Just bet it. Why not? I do something foolish every day in sports. Do it with that kind of lump sum.
If the White House went on the market, you could pick that up for about $400
million. Okay.
Right. You're relocating.
Yeah, right.
Get out.
All right. If you want, you can get Buckingham Palace, but you would need some financing because that's worth about $1.3
billion. I don't think I'd want that.
The Mona Lisa? $900 million.
No.
$900? Really?
Yeah, $900 million is the value.
Oh, my God. Even after I got caked?
What's behind a protective glass?
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah.
So anybody that glues their hand to a painting doesn't actually glue their hand to a painting.
I would buy a candy company. I'd become Willy Wonka.
That's a
Hershey's,
great
are in trouble for Halloween. No more.
Dave's coming to the rescue.
I don't know what my foolish thing would be until I do it.
All right.
It'd be something, but I don't know what.
Steve really thinks there's a chance.
You know what your foolish thing would be?
What?
Quitting this show. That would be it.
What?
Exactly, because you're not going to win. Nobody in here is. Nobody listening is.
I'm winning. I'm telling you, I'm winning. If I don't come in Monday, you know what happened. The good times could roll if you hit that $1.1 billion. That happens about 11 o'clock tonight, you said the drawing is?
Yeah, 11 o'clock.
And Cindy, what about yourself? All right, what is the foolish thing that you would spend some of that money on if you won?
This is easy. I would buy Cat Island in Japan, an island full of cats. Wow.
Have you ever seen the footage of Cat Island?
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
What cracks me up even more is the people who take the ferry to go visit it.
Right? Well, I got to be fed.
Right? Yeah.
Why?
Right?
Go sprinkle food over there.
All right. For those of you who don't know, Cat Island was something I think it's left over from World War II. Or there was some sort of construction site that they did. This small island, and so there's all these dilapidated buildings. And when everybody left, they left some of the cats behind. And cats do what cats do, right? And
they do,
right? And the island is just covered in cats.
Are you serious?
All right. So now you own Cat Island. Yep. What are you going to do? You're just going to live there?
Well, I visit. I guess I'd buy another island nearby
that
was, really nice and had no cats, and then I'd just visit the Cat Island.
This sounds like the worst place in the world.
I'm
looking at photos of it.
You're looking at photos of it?
Just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It makes the refinery look like, a high point of,
You know.
Yeah, the refinery before they cleaned it up.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know there's a lot of scams going out there, and especially you got to be careful if you're going to win the $1.1 billion. Mm-hmm. Right? You got to watch out for the scam artists, mm-hmm. And you've got the South African prince and, everybody. And I always love the guy who's stuck some country.
Can't get back.
Would you send me $100? All those things, right? I don't see this as a problem, but we're being hit with another sinister epidemic, another big fake. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people out on the street trying to get money from you that you would make a donation while they fake playing the violin.
They have a backing track?
Right. Basically, they're sitting there and they're making, like, they memorize the movements, right? Okay. To at least make it look like it is. And the violin is plugged in, right, onto a little amp, which in actuality is a tape playing whatever it is that they're playing.
They're Milli Vanilliing the fiddle.
They're Milli Vanilliing the fiddle. That's right. All right. And there are videos on YouTube of people accosting them. The Karens coming along and attacking these people. It's like, really, what, you know, is this really that much of a fake? You know, it's like,
I'd love to see an exposed video personally. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right. Oh, yeah. And the woman's just standing there going, you're not playing. You're really not playing. You know, some people study for years to do this, but you're not playing.
Yes, I support her.
You're pretending to play the violin. Me.
Yeah, I totally support that woman. It's going to be me when I'm older.
They're finger sinkers.
Okay.
It's finger sinking. That's what they
it's
do.
It's becoming an industry.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying, you go online, you see these people, but they're calling out cops. Cops got better things to do than arrest a guy who's playing. He is doing something.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
he's a magician.
Right. That's
an illusionist.
That's it. Right. If a guy sat there playing a piano, who the hell? You don't know if it's a player piano or not.
Right.
Nowadays.
Do it with drums. I'll be really impressed.
Right. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, as long as we're talking violins.
Or fiddles.
Well, fiddle. You know what Charlie Daniels said.
I was trying to remember. What was it?
All right.
Yeah, right.
He went to see, who was the famous violinist?
Itzhak Perlman. Yeah.
And he introduced himself, and he says, Itzhak, he says, it's really a pleasure to meet you. Right? He says, but I'm just a fiddle player. And Itzhak Perlman looked at him and said, we're all fiddle players.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So how did Jeff Lynne end up writing a song about evil women, and, you know, is there any history behind it? Well, Bev Bevan, the original drummer from ELO, he has his own theory.
We did a lot of touring in the 70s, especially in America, and we never really experienced that whole groupie thing until we first came to America with ELO. And it's quite a remarkable thing, particularly in California, we found. And you just check in your room and the phone rings, and, hi, I'm Candy, can I come and see you? Whatever it is. And it's just these women that you meet on the road, and a lot of them are just sweet girls, really, and some of them are quite sad, and some of them are just fun girls, but a lot of them are really quite evil, and I think that's really where that song came from.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Have you ever seen any of the footage from Carnaval in Brazil?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the whole samba drone thing, it is absolutely amazing. You know, to watch. And then there are all those women dancers
mm-hmm.
who are as close to naked or naked as they can possibly be.
Right. Yep.
All right. One woman is crowned during the course of the year and gets to lead off the parade. She becomes Brazil's Miss Bum Bum.
That's the name?
Yes, Miss Bum Bum.
Fitting.
It's very fitting.
Yes, fitting.
Is it for what we think?
It's exactly for what you think.
Okay.
You know, she has a great bum, right? And Miss Bum Bum will be celebrated in the course of the year, and she's at the beginning of the Samba Drome, at the Samba Parade for Carnaval.
Right.
All right.
Now, there's a woman named Carolina Reeker in Brazil who really wants to become Miss Bum Bum, and she's putting in the work that she believes will get her into the top shape for the competition.
Squats?
All right. No. Her aim is to lose 13 pounds before the event, and she's using the 5-hour sex diet to get the job done.
Oh.
All right. I've already applied.
Sounds more fun than Atkins.
All right. That consists of sex for 5 hours a day, at least 4 days a week. Right.
Wow.
Is this going to be with the same dude, or
what
is she,
stallion is she with?
Yeah, seriously.
I know.
A communal effort.
I gotta get a little more Brazil feel here. Okay. She's combining the exercise with pleasure, which, when you think about it, is good thinking. All right. In addition, she's avoiding soda, excessive alcohol, dairy products, fatty food, and overweight bald radio personalities from Philadelphia. So.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Time for us to play Ship to Shore and with something we call Last Fan Standing. You've heard us do Last Man Standing. The other day, we came up with a new version of it, and we've got two players. It is difficult. I got to tell you guys, it is absolutely difficult. Joining us this morning is Paul. Paul, where are you from?
Northeast Philly.
All right.
All right. And Russ.
What parish?
Russ, what about yourself?
I'm from Mount Eaton, New Jersey. From
okay. All Doesn't right. Oh, good. The Philly-Jersey battle going
Let's
on.
Go, Paul.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you an important question first. Paul, have you bought a lottery ticket yet?
Yes, I have.
All right.
40 of them.
40 of them.
40 of them. All right. And Russ, what about yourself?
No, I'm going to buy it today.
You're going to buy it today. All right. All right. Well, and what's the first thing you would do with that money?
A couple of beach houses.
A couple of beach houses.
Yeah, that's first on my list.
Okay.
East Coast, West Coast.
All right. Now, the way this works is we will draw a card. We've got all sorts of classic rock bands on cards here. We will draw a card, and you will have 15 seconds to name five songs by that band. Do it in that time, you move on to the next round. If you don't do it, you have to wait for your opponent to take a shot at it. And if they don't do it, we'll go again until one of you is the clear winner, and you'll walk away with a pair of tickets to MGK's Brew Blast on Saturday, September 10th on the Battleship New Jersey, plus be qualified for what both of you are looking for, the MGK Beach House in Ocean City. All right, guys, you ready?
Yes.
All right, Paul, you are going to start us. Now, you will hear this bed. All right, well, or this bed. And this is our timer bed. And when this runs out, that's when you are out of time. Okay, guys?
Okay. Yep.
All right, Paul, you're going to get to go first, and your band is The Doors. Your time begins now.
Let me see. Riders on the Storm, Tell All the People, Love Me Two Times, Light My Fire, L.A. Woman.
There we go. Wow. That's enough. Wow. All right. There
he goes.
Very good. Very, very good.
Oh, man.
I thought he was going to kill himself
like
with that.
He just gathered them up and spit them all out at once.
Yeah. I thought he was going to kill himself with that. Let's see.
Yep.
Said, oh, man. All right.
That was impressive.
All right. Russ, it is now your turn. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, it's Steve's favorite. Here you go. Bon Jovi.
Runaway. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Great part. Okay.
Can't curse.
Yeah, naughty words.
Yeah.
No naughty words.
Yeah, you only got one.
I at least got four.
Right. Yeah. Oh, well, it looks like we are absolutely done.
Way to go. Northeast Philly.
Yeah, that's it. Let's hear it from Paul. Paul, you've got yourself both the Brew Blast tickets and maybe you'll be at the beach house from Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK. Nice to see that they're no better than us.
Correct.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
Bill Burr has a new comedy special live at Red Rocks. It's available now on Netflix. He will be here in Philadelphia on September 16th, and tickets are available through Wells Fargo Center, Philly.com. He's on the line with us now. And Bill, before we even get started, because we've all watched the special, I just want to make sure we're not interrupting breakfast.
No, you are not.
Okay, I don't want to make you angry.
Oh, I didn't get that. Oh, yeah, that reference to that. No, it's all good. It's all good.
Okay, all right. The special is great. I've got to ask, as a guy who, started in clubs and, in work theaters, what is it like playing arenas? Is it a real mind screw from seeing these people right up front to this massive audience?
Yeah, you definitely have what I've learned is called imposter syndrome, where you're just standing there as they're bringing you up going, this doesn't make any sense. Like, what is it about my knock-knock jokes that led it to this? I'm not going to lie. It took me a good 3 months to kind of get, that pre-show thought out of my head. And now it's just becoming more, normal or whatever. And I still love a comedy club and that type of thing. So I'm enjoying this level while it lasts, and I'm saving the money so I, don't end up having a, being in Vegas, and when I'm 70 in some mustard-stained tuxedo going, I used to be somebody! Listen to me! I used to have money! I don't want to be that guy. I just want to be, when the public is done with me, I am more than happy with the ride that I've had, and I'll still go to the clubs because I love doing it, and I'll just be that cool older guy that the younger comics hopefully don't mind
still comes around.
Watching you walk out on stage, you look like a guy, when you walk out on stage in that special, you look like a guy who's walking into a bar fight. You've got this stance, the way you strut out onto the stage is like, all right, come on, come on, I'm ready to take you on, come on.
That's one of those moments where you're just like, I'll probably never get to do this again, so I'm just going to go up, swing from, out of my shoes here and see what happens and totally enjoy it. There's a few gigs like that, when I think about them, I can go back there and I still remember what the crowd sounded like. I remember the smell of weed. I remember the people yelling out and just looking up. They had this spotlight on me, so what's funny was I couldn't see any of the red rocks. I was looking into this bottomless pit of like this walk-in closet that was like pitch black.
Oh,
but
God.
It's 10,000 people laughing on the other side. So it was an awesome experience.
Now, look, I've been in this long enough that it is very difficult to insult me or get me upset about anything. And nothing you've ever done has ever raised a question for me. But
having said that,
are you surprised the cancel culture people haven't come after you for anything?
No, they have or whatever, but like it's also not real.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you legit did something, you get in trouble, and it seems what happens is then you don't get to work in the entertainment industry as far as like the mainstream Hollywood machine, as far as like doing guest spots on shows or getting your own shows or being in movies. But as far as like still touring or whatever, you do get like knocked down. It's more like you get sent back in time.
Okay.
So you can, rather than canceled, it's like, okay, now you're just a club comic again or whatever. I just do what the hell that I do. And if people like it, they like it. But I'm not going to change what I do. And I'm also not going to let people tell me what I mean. Like, just because you took a joke seriously doesn't mean I now meant it. And at the end of the show, a friend of mine came out. We hung out, him and his girlfriend, and we were talking for like 45 minutes. And when I go to leave the club, they go, yeah, there's a couple of people hanging out there. I was like, wow, 45 minutes. These are some pretty big fans to just hang out on a random Tuesday night. So I come walking out. I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? Thinking they wanted a picture.
All right.
And I say to the woman, I go, hey, did you enjoy the show? And she bowed her head and she goes, I didn't.
No.
And I just said, well, you know what? I don't give a S. There was 8 other comedians. What am I doing? Some exit interview? And I just went off on her as I was walking in my car, cursing her out, and I just drove away. She stood there with this sad look on her face. And I was thinking, why is she still standing there? Is she going to throw something at my car? Like, what's going on? So the next day, the guy Flanny, the Irish guy, calls me up. He goes, Bill, what happened with that person? I think there was a misunderstanding. She enjoyed the show. She wanted a picture. I think I didn't hear her correctly. I think when I said, did you enjoy it? She said, I did. And I heard her saying, I didn't. I play drums and fly helicopters. I can't hear anything. So now I'm desperately trying to track her down. So I don't know how I make up for that. I feel like I got to go man the grill at a cookout or something. But,
oh, God.
But I'm a person, you make mistakes, as we all do. So unless you're a white woman, you don't do anything wrong, including taking a dump on somebody's bed. You can still get like $12 million for a couple of years.
Hey, Bill, in the special, you talk about your temper and having two little kids. I don't have as much of a temper, but I have trouble not cursing, and it's part of, I think, being on the radio. When the red light goes off, the curses that fly around the studio are insane, and I have problems shutting that faucet off at home, and I've got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. Do your kids repeat anything you say? Because my 2-year-old has started saying stupid effing damn it in one word. Dad, stupid effing damn it.
Oh, yeah. No, I grew up, my dad, he came home, he cursed like a sailor, and we all just did it. And my mother would try to get us to stop. But, we had a big family or whatever. So my mother, being a mom in a way, once we got to a certain age, was like doing that third show Saturday night at a comedy club when like 30 drunks show up. And you're just trying to get through your hour. That was my mother's experience, I think, with all of us kids. I've been doing a bit, too. You know what's funny? Being, like, an older dad.
Uh-huh.
Like, I meet all these dads my age that messed up as dads, and the panic in their voice is to just sit there being like, make sure you enjoy it, man. it goes by real fast. You're like, yeah, okay, cool. No, man, I'm telling you. You have no idea. It's like, yeah, I get it, buddy. You weren't there. I get it. You weren't there. All right? Stop putting, you know, your regret onto me. You're freaking me out.
Hey, how did you end up in The Mandalorian?
Mike Binder, who directed my last two specials, had a birthday party. Jon Favreau was there. And he said, hey, you know, I'm working on this Star Wars reboot, and we're writing this character, and we had you in mind. And he was like, what do you think of that? I said, oh, I don't know, man. I kind of make fun of Star Wars a lot on my podcast. And he goes, yeah, I know. I listen to it. That's why I think it'll be funny. He goes, I think it'll be funny if the fans saw you on this thing. I don't know, man. Like, I have this crazy career where I haven't come up with anything great, but I've sort of paratrooped into all of these other people's great ideas, like Chappelle's Show, Breaking Bad, The Mandalorian. Like, I didn't create any of that. You know, that's Chappelle, that's Vince Gilligan, that's Jon Favreau, and it's just like, I just sort of come in, and it's funny, and I only do a couple of episodes, and I get all this credit of like, man, you really know how to pick a project, and it's just like, either that or I think it's more I'm just really lucky. So
there's something else that you might be ruling out here. People like you. They're fans also. You know, there are people who are friends who are also fans, and they probably would kill for the opportunity to work with you.
Well, I appreciate that. I think that's because I'm an idiot, so you don't have to feel like, you know, and I'm a bald ginger. So, I mean, it's not really like, it's not like you're like, oh, God, I don't know, like, some of these superstars that come walking in. I just look like some idiot you'd go drinking with. So I think that's maybe that's what it, I don't know what it is. I don't want to examine it, but I'm happy it's happening.
When they put you on the set of The Mandalorian, did they just say, Bill, just be you? Because, I mean, the character you played.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I got to grab him. So if we could wrap it up in like the next minute or two, that would be great.
Okay, that'd be that's fine. Bill Burr, his new special, Live at Red Rocks, available now on Netflix, and he will be in town September 16th at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are available through WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com, and you are more than welcome to stop by the show, Bill.
All right. Okay. Absolutely. Hey, you know what I got for the show? I bought a brand new pair of the old school Dr. J Converse All-Stars that I am not wearing till the night of the gig. My little nod to one of my favorite teams of all time, the 83 Sixers, who I would put up against the 96 Bulls, and I think they would do just fine.
I'll let Julius know. Maybe he'll come to the show.
Oh, please. I'm looking at an autographed photo that I got of him dunking on somebody back when he had first came into the NBA, and he's wearing those sneakers. So that would be unreal if you actually know him.
I will do my best to get him there, or at least maybe get them signed for you.
Oh, my God. That would be unreal. That'd be unreal.
It's John DeBella.
You're such a dork.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.